Hello and welcome to another Cage Club Revisited. Today's movie is Snake Eyes from 1998. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Nanzi.
And as we've been saying, as we learned recently, these are meant to be listened to while watching the movie. So grab your Snake Eyes DVD, or this I think still might be on Netflix. It was on Netflix at one point. I don't know if it still is or not. But we're watching Snake Eyes from 1998. Brian De Palma.
Brian De Palma.
This was episode 32 in our original run, so if you want to go listen to our more thoughtful... I mean, that's still early in the run where we didn't necessarily know what we were doing, but...
But that's the actual podcast.
That's the actual podcast. In Cage Club Prime, if you will.
The Prime Universe.
Go to cageclub.me/games, download your bingo card to play along with us at home. But if you want to play, we're going to play from the menu in 3, 2, 1, play.
Playing. All right. There's the...
All right, let's see here. Oh, Cage is on the phone. I know I'm going to have that in the opening scene. That's good.
Great opening shot.
Gambling, yep. Bad CGI.
Place in a casino. Bad CGI,
Twin Peaks connection, for sure. Mr. Jackpots.
Good one.
Oh, here we go. We're on TV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The framing device of the Storm of the Century or whatever.
Oh, that never... Yeah, that... Oh, right. That does come back at the very end. But I think it was supposed to play a much bigger part. There's supposed to be like a flood and a whole action sequence at the end. I like how it starts off in this like classic, you know, golden ratio, the 4:3 framing, and then it opens up into like widescreen.
I just watched mid-90s. Which is the whole, you know, the whole thing is the 4:3.
Yeah.
It's,
Oh, it's in 4? I haven't seen it yet. I want to. It's going to be out of theaters by mid next week.
Yeah, I went to see it this past week because it was in my theater for, I think, a week or a week and a half, and then it's...
I'm trying.
It's down to the one showtime a day.
Yeah, and like the one showtime for a peer is 11 p.m. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's short. it's good. I mean, like, that's still late, but it's short, you know what I mean? So... Mm-hmm.
This is so funny. Take two. Oh, I forgot Luis Guzman.
But that whole movie is in 4:3. I mean, all of American Honey is in 4:3. I feel like that's just like the A24.
Oh, kind also of. Ghost Story.
True, true.
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, you know, it serves its purpose, that ratio. It's, you know, it's still used for a reason. It's not just... Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. He's on TV with, what's his name, Kevin Dunn from...
Oh, Transformers.
From Veep and Veep.
Yeah, that's Shia's dad in Transformers. Wacky wardrobe. I mean, you know, if you got it.
I don't have it.
I got it.
Damn.
Is that the first block of the day?
I think it is.
I want to turn this up just a little bit because there's
it.
No subtitles. I
think. No,
there's,
yeah.
I believe there's foreign language subtitles.
Well, that's not going to help us even... No. Well, I mean, you could put it on. We could learn Spanish.
I don't know. I saw some before, but... Just let it be.
Cage ruffling his hair. I have a X-Files connection on my board.
Still
I'm trying very
shot.
Desperately to link it here. I mean, that's... You know, I'm going to be able to do that at some point just because there's like 220 episodes of the X-Files, so I can connect it to anything, really.
This is really cool. I really like this. This shot is... I forget how... Long and well orchestrated. There was a cut, but it was like a
behind the somebody's back.
Yeah, but it was, you know, it's still cool. Nowadays they would digitally sew that together.
What is this, like 13 or 17 minutes or something?
It's
like
maybe the entire opening reel. Like it's very Hitchcock like in that way.
I kind of wish the whole movie was
Rope.
Like this.
Have you seen Rope?
No.
So you would love it because it is like this. Like Hitchcock, it's presented as one long take, but he hides the edits at the end of every reel.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy.
Well, I've seen other movies that do that, like Silent House did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, when did he do that? Like, in the 60s? 50s, maybe?
40? I think the 40s.
I don't know when Rope came out, but we might get to him.
Oh, what I love about that is that, you know, we see him on this side, and then later in the movie, we're going to come around and see the door from the other side, right?
Like,
after this whole shot is...
It's really cool, like that.
I'm gonna do a GIF different sort of him hopping up and down.
The Rashomon-esque, like alternate perspective of events.
Unfortunately, this movie really never lives back up to this opening take. Like we're like, oh my god!
Well, no, but
had
gets...
you seen this movie before we did it for this podcast? Because I remember, I think we talked about it. We're like, oh my god, like this movie, like this intro is so cool, and then it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
And then it ends in a crazy, crazy ring in the concrete column.
It gets confusing and convoluted, and yeah, as we get deeper into the conspiracy, because this is the movie about conspiracies, you know, five people make a conspiracy.
Oh, wow.
So we got that coming up.
I still associate that with out. Seeking Justice.
No, because the Hungry Rabbit jumps.
After that, yeah, or maybe, yeah, 13 years after this.
He's got great energy in this, like he is electric in this.
Cyrus the Virus?
Cyrus Guzman, right?
That was probably a cut right there around that corner. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Laughs maniacally.
Oh.
Oh.
Do I have Laughs Maniacally? I feel like maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'm going to say someone makes a threat. I feel like there was threats there, definitely in the first scene.
Oh, certainly. Like, when he's talking to the guy at... When he's talking to the guy on TV, maybe... Oh, we really did get cut. So Cage is a detective, correct? In Atlantic City?
I think so.
That's what's happening here. It's fight night. He's sort of on the take. I guess his arc is he becomes less of a dirty cop.
You know, we have
a nice move.
An understated one there, but Cage, as we've come to learn, really known for the point, like the hey.
Oh,
he
yeah,
just
good,
did that
yeah.
there. So do we have Cage points?
I know it's a block, but
is
I don't
it a block?
Think it's on mine. So Atlantic City, can I put down the beach since, you know.
Well, no.
We have to see the beach?
Okay. At the end, when we're on the boardwalk, I'll give it to you. But right now, because that first, the reporter was on the boardwalk. We just didn't really know the place and the setting for that.
You got to turn the camera around and see the beach. I know that someone's going to say the titular line. One moment at some point.
You got snake eyes. I remember I screenshotted with the subtitle because I was like, awesome.
Oh,
I guess the Blu-ray has subtitles.
Yeah, that's what it is. I've been slowly trying to...
You know, Mike, you got to go spend probably an inordinate amount of money to upgrade this movie that you may never watch again to Blu-ray just because now you should.
Could have subtitles. Maybe if De Palma... Oh, look at him. He's really doing it here. It's crazy. It's like... I know he can't just switch it on and off, but the way it seems like Cage can switch it on and off. Like, he was just being deadly serious with Luis Guzman, and he turns around the corner, and he freaks out about the champ.
I just crossed off subtitles, because in the opening, when they had the reporter on screen, there was a subtitle of some kind. I don't remember what it said, but I think it might have been her name, like maybe lower third, but I put that on there.
All right.
But no, I do like that he is... I mean, I can't imagine how difficult this was to shoot and block and stuff, but he is super animated into it, and like just like he's having fun with it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what happens when you're... He's only like 34 here, right? Like he's...
Yeah, and even... I mean, De Palma was... You know, he was becoming way more mainstream with like Mission Impossible and things, and like he's still bringing his like weird flair to it, like this extremely long opening shot, and so like I'm sure they were both excited to be working with each other on this thing. And then we get Gary Sinise pretty soon too. I forgot all about him.
Does he come back? Is he in other Cage movies?
I don't believe so, but we are going to see him. Can I mention something about our next podcasts? Because he's going to show up as Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, that's... Oh, I can't wait for Lieutenant Dan.
I really actively don't like Forrest Gump.
Well, that's a different story. We'll get to it when we get to it, but that's how I discovered Gary Sinise was Lieutenant Dan, so I like his performance, and I think that character is very interesting. So...
I've only seen Forrest Gump maybe like 1.5 times, so maybe I will like it. Okay. That's one of the ones that I'm most looking forward to and also most worried about.
That was a summer where like we would escape to the movies a lot, and I must have seen that 3 or 4 times in theaters.
I also haven't seen it since I knew who Robin Wright was, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, okay.
Jenny.
Princess Buttercup.
I also haven't seen Princess Bride since I knew who Robin Wright... Basically, I didn't know who Robin Wright was until that House of Cards.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, you know, why would I know who an actress was
so,
in those movies?
It's funny, like, I found her... I realized, I guess, who she was when... I know we don't like this guy Sean Penn, but her and Sean Penn and John Travolta made a movie... I think it's called She's So Lovely.
Okay.
And it's like a crazy powerhouse performance from all three of them. It's a really crazy movie. And I was like, who is this person? And I went and looked up and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Princess Buttercup. That's amazing. And that whole thing, and then that, you know, there it was. Now, Gary Sinise is some kind of military dude. Can we click off war here?
I think that's a stretch.
I'm just asking.
Oh, I'm going to cross off gambling, though, because he was making bets.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. I mean, I guess that's the question. Is military war even in a time of peace?
Right. Oh, maybe if Gary Sinise... that's great, yeah. Maybe if Gary Sinise later says, we're at war here...
Sure. If you can hear him say that, I will give you that.
Girl in the red dress with the red hair, wasn't she... That's some... Gary Sinise looked at her as some kind of distraction or something?
I'm going to cross off overreaction because he is way too excited.
He loves the champ.
A random boxer to be introduced here.
I got to study my card for a second.
All right, what have I seen Gary Sinise in where he looks like real grimy and like recently?
I can't think of anything recently that I've even seen him in.
Gary Sinise, or maybe I'm confusing him with somebody else.
That cage shirt and ensemble is giving me a sort of an acid yellow vibe with the mustard color.
He just mostly does CSI New York, huh?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he landed on TV.
So he's set for life. Yeah. Oh, Reindeer Games.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's what I'm thinking with. He has the long, greasy hair, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, right? Yeah. Plays the... Like, pretends to play Charlize's brother, right?
Yeah, but it's actually her boyfriend. Spoilers.
And and then it also gets double-crossed. So it's like a triple-cross movie.
He's also going to be in The Green Mile, the other Tom Club. Wait, hold on a second. So we have here Kevin Dunn, who I mentioned is the guy who Cage ruffles his hair before. I think we might have talked about this on the podcast because Gary Sinise is playing a character named Kevin Dunn, but Dunn spelled differently. D-U-N-N-E.
Weird. Okay. Did you get sidetracked listening to Cage or hypnotized by his chest hair?
Gary Sinise, that's what I was thinking of him in. Okay. Now I'm just looking to see if there's anybody who comes back in a different Cage movie so I can cross off this box.
He is the king. That's
there's Elvis. If you have Elvis. Oh, Elvis or the Beatles, I'll say Elvis. Whenever Cage says the king, like you can't not think of...
That guy looks kind of like David Cronenberg.
All right.
The director.
My dad would tell a story.
Days.
So my dad's grandfather?
Oh, a little Basic Instinct with the leg crossing, but it was definitely a signal. I'm sorry, your dad's grandfather?
My dad's grandfather, I think, was a doctor, and apparently very wealthy, which did not translate down to us at all.
It was gone by then.
There's the woman. Is that the woman in the red dress we saw before?
Uh-huh,
yeah, right?
Uh-huh. It's all part of the ruse.
And my dad would tell the story about how his grandfather went to a boxing match.
Okay.
And it was apparently over so quickly that my grandfather, who was in the front row... Again, I don't know if any of this is true.
Okay.
This is as believable as
I do. Is that
a
gold
trivia.
Phone? Wow. He's on fire.
And my dad's grandfather looked down to light his cigar, looked up, and the boxing match was over.
Oh.
He paid all his money for the front row seat or whatever. But, you know. Again.
Don't smoke.
Whether or not that's true or not. Who can say?
Back when you can smoke at the boxing match. Oh,
is that Carla Cugino?
Yep. Yeah. Yes. And later she will lose the wig and lose her glasses.
That's a crazy outfit she's in right now.
Yeah, she looks like Silver Sable or something. I mean, I've been playing the Spider-Man game, so.
Oh yeah, I need to.
Been reminding me.
I'm hoping
of
that's
things.
On sale on Black Friday. So this episode comes out this week.
Cool.
So then we will record the other one that will be out in 2 weeks, which I guess will be like our Thanksgiving episode we're going to record today.
Cool.
Wait, do we have a movie that we could do Thanksgiving?
Oh.
Well,
we have a Christmas.
We did the Weatherman.
Yeah, we have a Christmas one we could do for. Well, we have two for Christmas, but I think we already did one. Didn't we do Family Man already?
No.
Oh, and then
we're
have.
We're going to do Family Man.
Trapped in Paradise.
Yep. Those will be our December ones.
But I don't think he ever did a Thanksgiving themed. Although I'll tell you
what,
there's
a Thanksgiving parade at the end of Weatherman,
yes.
But we did that already.
There's the eye in the sky. I would love to see him in one of those rom-com family drama family rom-com. How do you? I don't know, but like
rom-com,
where it's like coming home for the holidays and Cage is like the patriarch. Oh.
There is an assassination.
And there we have the...
So here's going to be, I've been thinking about this whole movie, here's going to be my X-Files connection. Conspiracy. Oh. The whole X-Files is a conspiracy, government cover-up.
Right, where's Mulder's sister?
Samantha!
Scully, you don't understand. I had a sister. She was taken in the middle of the night.
I'm currently looking at John Hurd and, of course, Kevin McAllister, or Peter McAllister.
Oh, R.I.P.
Papa McAllister. Yeah. But he's also in Big, which we will get to soon.
Oh, that's right. I don't get it. This is crazy. This, like...
The scale of this.
It's awesome. Yeah. I forget. I'm getting, like, all wrapped up in it, which is good, I assume, because, like, we've been kind of ignoring the movies in the past couple revisited episodes, which is, you know, kind of fine. Like, some of those movies, there isn't as much to just, like...
I mean, we're gonna start paying less attention to this movie, I can tell you, very soon.
Well...
Maybe not.
It draws me back in better than the last couple, I think.
I like that Carla Gugino has spent most of her life...
Oh, he just decked a guy!
Oh! Like, that she spent most of her life... It's sort of in genre pictures. Like, she's doing a lot of horror lately. She was obviously in Watchmen, Sin City.
Oh, she was on Entourage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she played Karen Sisko.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and the TV show
for... Oh, because Luis Guzman, I was thinking, is out of sight,
yeah,
right?
He's in Out of Sight. J-Lo plays
Karen
her.
Karen Sisko, the J-Lo character, had her spin-off TV show played by Carla Gugino. So, a little bit of a Soder connection there.
Wow, this is still going. This is like full-scale De Palma.
What timestamp are we at the movie, Mike? How far into this?
15 minutes, yeah. So...
Not bad.
Basically, that opening shot was about the first reel long.
That's incredible.
That extra cop was kind of crazy. It had like a weird sort of like Frank Rizzo kind of voice. There it is again. He's like, get out of there. It's like, is that what a Jersey cop sounds like? I don't
know. That Jersey cop sounds like, if you play that much.
So this is the second movie that comes to mind in Cage's career where there's been a rogue American military guy who's like trying to conspire against the country.
Wait, what's the other one?
The Rock.
What about the third one? Snowden?
Okay.
In a different kind of way.
But on... You know, fighting for the good on that side, I guess.
Sure.
You could say. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on who you ask, but yet. Oh, Kevin Dunn will come back in Frozen Ground, so I'm going to cross that off.
Oh, sweet. Someone returns from another Cage movie.
If I get magic mysticism, which I don't think is going to happen, I would get a bingo. If we get nudity and a time jump, which we're going to get a time jump, I think, shortly when we go back, right? Like, even if it's still a little one, but.
I need him eating. I need, like, a montage. I got to start thinking about how this crosses over with other shows on our network, you know? Like, that's a new block on here that...
Do you have it on your board?
Uh-huh. That I got on my board.
I mean, if we did De Palma for Cinemakers, which I guess we could at some point...
No. Oh, well, we've been mentioning all the Hanks crossovers, but we haven't recorded those as of yet. So, I don't know. I mean,
it's also tough to be like, oh, this actor was in the movie with another person. Like, that is true. That is a valid point. But it's like, oh, this guy was in a Keanu. Like, it's, you know... If Keanu's in the movie, that's one thing. But, you know, but if it's just like, this guy acted alongside Keanu, it's a... I feel like that's a bridge too far, if you will.
Well,
maybe not.
We'll see. When push comes to shove, if it's you know, bingo or not, and it comes down to that, I'm really going to start...
If I can win, it's going to be good.
I'm going to start pulling hairs.
If Cage drinks alcohol, which I don't think he has yet...
He hasn't eaten. I'm surprised during that opening sequence he didn't, like, grab... Like something out of someone's hand or some popcorn and like shove it in his mouth.
Almost like a Rusty situation from Ocean's 11 or something.
Yeah. Cage smokes if you have smoking. I don't know if I do, but.
No. Visible tattoo. One.
Now, Cage wears a hat. Can it be a metaphorical hat?
I'm going to say no.
I knew the answer to that before. I just wanted to, you know. Little Cage Club comedy.
And he's intense here. His eyes are like.
He's on the job,
gray,
man.
Gray or silver. You know, it's
someone
like
got assassinated right next to him, and he was like.
Yeah.
He was so off the clock. Like, he let his guard down entirely.
I can't cross off a woman as attacked, right? Because Carla Gugino wasn't attacked, right? It was...
Oh, she got... She took one of the shots in the arm.
Oh, then I'm going to cross it off.
Yeah, I would say so. And then, like, got trampled a bit, and someone stepped on her glasses.
And Twin Peaks connection, because they're in a casino. So if we get
wow.
Bad CGI, I win. Cage drinks alcohol, I win. Magic mysticism, I win. This is not a Saturn film, right? This is before Saturn film.
No, yeah. This is not a Saturn film. All right, that guy is out of his league in this scene right now. Shout out Jersey. Acting case agent by appropriate federal authority. That's kind of a tongue twister.
I mean,
and he's still going, yeah.
What's weird about the outfit, maybe not weird, but like from the front, it's obviously it's sort of like a reverse mullet. It's like party in the front, but then business in the back. Like when he walks away, he looks like a cop, and when he walks towards you, it's just like,
yeah.
Who are you? Like, what are you wearing?
You know what this reminds me of? Like later in the movie Next, he will play the Man of Solid Gold or something like that. Like, yes. Right? That's what it's based on. And Here he's like a gold man.
You're a real gold man.
It's from Soul, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I was thinking, I can't get it out of my head. I don't know that we should, because there's very little reason to, but after we do all these movies for this, there is an inkling in me to just go back and do actual episodes of all of these again.
I mean, I'd be up for it if we, you know, because I feel like I'd have a whole lot more to say and, like, a whole different perspective on it, and I mean, I would be down for it, you know, do it all over again.
We were talking the other day about
like
how
we could have different guests and stuff.
Well,
sorry,
we didn't really have guests for
a lot of those opening ones. Yeah,
which I remember the time when I knew that this would be more fun than just like, you know, not that just talking to you wouldn't be fun, but like when we reached out to Tobin, shout out our co-host, the Contenders, shout out the Contenders. And we're like, hey, do you want to do this? And he's like, yes. And he signed up for like 7. We're like, oh.
Right.
Like, if he, like, this guy with, like, a family and a life, like, wants to talk, like, we're like, I'm like, oh, this could actually be something.
Yeah, that kind of opened our eyes. Where it was like, let's ask some more people. Like, I didn't really consider that they'd, you know, A, want to do it, but B, do several episodes. So, like, that was cool. But, yeah, we could go back with the whole, like, all the new friends we've met along the way. You know, the people that are way into Cage, too, that want to talk about other movies and... Yeah, I don't, what would we call it? Cage Club again?
we have time to think of that one out.
I mean, we've got a sort of stacked plate at the moment. It's gonna take a year or two to eat.
Well, that's
everything.
What I was saying. You know, we were talking the other day about how, I mean, we love doing this just for fun and for free, but like I would love to be able to make a living on this so we could actually just because we have so many ideas.
Yeah.
And basically just bad pun names for podcasts. And like,
yeah, and I would also like to just, like, produce other podcasts, too. Like, come up with ideas and assign it to people or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but help work up and produce other people's work.
Which is why, you know, at some point I think we might do a Patreon or something. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But I mean, that's not going to allow me to quit my job.
No, yeah, no,
but,
exactly.
You know, I would just love to just do more movies. And
just have the time to do that, yeah.
Because then we could, you know, if we had, say it was a full-time thing and we put out like five shows a week, right? Like just you and me, we could do a day of Cage and a day of the Tom Toms and a day of like Gyllenhaalics and
right.
Madness, and a
we
day
could
of
have every day.
And a day of whatever. And then we would we would watch a movie and record and edit one a day, but that's still like less than an actual workday time. So, you know,
right.
It's a pipe dream, if you will.
Yeah. Never know. Fingers crossed. Plus, this guy, I feel like he should have been played by Josh Brolin, even at the time. Look at this guy. If that was like a young Josh Brolin. I mean, he had worked. He had done Thrasher and Goonies.
Wait, when did he come around? When
they... 80s. Like, have you seen Thrasher?
I've never even heard of Thrasher.
Okay, dude. So, like, if you liked Rad, you'll love Thrasher. It's basically skateboarding instead of BMX biking.
All right.
And he plays, it's based on real life skater Mike McGill. So, like, he's playing someone based on, like, an actual skater at the time that was pretty large. And, like, everyone is in it doing cameos from, like, Tony Hawk to, like, Christian Hosoi to, like, all the Bones Brigades. Like, dudes, like, it's crazy. It's so good. It used to be on Netflix. Like, I remember when Netflix first started, I couldn't believe that was on there streaming.
So Josh Brolin was born in 68, so he would have been 30 at this point. His first movie was The Goonies, where he was 16, 17.
Wow, he looks way older.
And then he's been in a bunch of stuff.
So what year was Thrasher? Does it say?
87. Is that like
87?
2 years after that.
Okay.
No, 86. Oh, wow. Thresh In.
Apologies. Yeah, because it was like licensed off like the magazine, I think, because they used the same like font and title as the Thrashing magazine at the time.
He was in Mimic, which I think I
own. Oh, and he's in the Kevin Bacon Invisible Man movie.
Hollow Man.
Yeah, with Elizabeth Shue.
One of the movies in which you see Kevin Bacon's dick. He's in Into the Blue, one of his earlier movies. That's the Paul Walker, Jessica Alba heist in the water?
Question mark to me. I don't know. I never heard of it.
I think we're going to do that for the Paul Walker Memorial app. I think the earliest movie I've seen him in, weirdly, is Grindhouse, where he plays Dr. Block.
Oh, wow.
And then Mrs. Dr. Block, Marley Shelton.
She's great.
But then he's also in The Valley of Ella, and American Gangster, and No Country for Old Men. I've seen him in four movies.
Yeah, American Gangster.
Like, just, whew.
Cage is doing that, like, sort of 40s pattern now. Like, he sounds like a little bogey.
Ooh, drink alcohol. Drink alcohol. You're in a bar. Drink alcohol. Let me win. Let me win. Drink alcohol. Ooh.
Eat something. Did I just miss him eating?
Oh, he's making a drink.
Here, I'm getting this ready for this timestamp.
This is going to be a relatively quick one if he does. This is really going to annoy me, though, because this feels like he's going to not drink it. Or he's going to throw it at something. You know what I mean? Like,
just throw the fight, champ.
So this guy is the detective in the Monster Squad.
Who, the champ?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen Monster Squad in years and years and years. I remember it being good. I really recently found out like it's got kind of like a bad reputation in the same way that like Hocus Pocus does. Like, I mean, I never had like any love for Hocus Pocus. It seems like not so much like a little like a film I would have watched as a kid. But like, I remember loving Monster Squad, thinking it was
Wolfman's got nards.
Yeah, that movie's
I've seen
the
it
balls.
A couple times. I only watched it for the first time I think maybe 3 years ago. I saw it. Doug Benson did a Benson movie interruption of it at Fantastic Fest a couple years ago.
Okay.
And the interruption itself was kind of not great because it was around the election time, and so there's a lot of like just forced Trump stuff. But
the glass is still sitting there. He hasn't taken a sip.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Pointing and pointing.
Cage isn't sober in real life. No, he drinks.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't have like a Affleck problem or anything. I mean, I don't know, maybe, but he is just like ripping it in this movie, man. The Phantom Punch. That'd be a good name for like a supervillain or something. The Phantom Punch.
Or like a special move in Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's a good... Yep. See that?
Like, Ken's Phantom Punch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, if you just miss him, it hits. But if you hit him, it doesn't actually hit. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking like, how he throws the fireball, maybe, like, you punch from across the screen and
it's in his hand. Mike, it's in his hand.
Oh, when did he pick that up?
Between shots. Sip. Please.
There it goes, there it goes.
Bing, yeah. Bing. All right,
oh, wait, they cut before.
No,
I'm just kidding. 27. I'm just kidding. That was hilarious.
Jesus.
You got in just by the wire with that shot. That was hilarious.
So I have someone makes a threat, X-Files connection, free space, Cage drinks alcohol, Elvis or the Beatles. I mean, it's a little
all
bit
right.
of a...
No, I know,
hippie,
I know.
But
I'm gonna give myself a couple things here then, because...
well, if you're going to pull back on the bullshit, I'm going to pull some bullshit, too.
Well, I mean, you know, you could go for two if you want to.
If it gets desperate, though,
I'm taking Cage Club crossover.
I don't know if you saw that. Carl Pacino just walked into a column and then bounced off and looked at her shoulder.
Because she lost her glasses.
But it's huge. I mean,
but
I
she's like really blind. Like, look, she's using the stairs, the seats there for guidance.
Like,
wait, she
like,
dodged that guy.
Yeah, no, she's fine. I don't know why she walked. I don't know if that was the actress or the character.
Maybe it was a little bit of a like. Maybe there were reshoots or something. Like she was playing it differently, and it's all mixed up. What the hell is happening here? How is she able to just saunter through a crime scene
again? Is De Palma? Is he notorious for doing hundreds of takes like Fincher or Kubrick or no?
I don't think so. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I think if anything, he's like an extremely technical director as far as like camera and all that kind of thing. Like he gets great performances clearly from Cage and stuff. But I would say if like he needs multiple takes is because like his takes are so damn long and complex that, like, you know, you kind of screw up early or halfway through or something. That's my take.
Did you see that documentary that they made about him a couple years ago?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Are you just, like, passionately talking about all of his movies?
Yeah. That was a little weird, to be honest, like, the parts with him just being like, I love myself. But it was cool to hear everyone else talk about him. And, you know, like, he was there, him, Lucas, Spielberg, Coppola, you know, that crew, you know, Hal Ashby, like, Scorsese, like, breaking down the doors of the old Hollywood system in the 60s and...
So I googled Nicolas Cage Thanksgiving to see if we could do the next movie, and I got this turkey.
Whoa, with turkey with his face on it.
Oh. We've got this gif of him.
So what's like a family-oriented film, like Drive Angry?
We'll get to Drive Angry at some point.
No, I know.
Nick Cage churning butter on Christmas morn.
Fun out there. I should have. There were probably a bunch of Cage pumpkins this year for Christmas, but I didn't look any up.
For Halloween, not Christmas.
I meant Christmas. No. When is Cage getting his own holiday? Like, I feel like that's something we should start promoting.
Birthday, right? January 7th? Like, just Cage Day? I mean, essentially, the Draft House celebrates it with Caged, Greg McLennan, our friends over in Scotland.
We got to make sure we do something this year. I feel like we've been kind of slacking on birthdays, but especially like Cage, I feel like deserves something.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be in Las Vegas because I'm always in Las Vegas for that time of the year for CES, but we can definitely do something online or we can release something or I don't know what we're going to do. I'm just excited that...
Or just acknowledge it.
Since we recorded the last episode, we found out that Between Worlds is officially going to come out this year.
That's
December
great.
21st.
So,
and we also found out that he's going to be in a movie with Kelsey Grammer.
I know, that's amazing.
Where he plays like an unhinged cop living in New Orleans or something. Or
at least back Louisiana, to New Orleans.
So, Louisiana Hoo-ah. For sure. So.
Hoo-ah. So that brings the total tally of Cage movies released theatrically or on demand this year up to 8?
It's ridiculous.
Crazy. Oh, this is the champ's point of view.
Yeah,
there
so
he is.
We got a flashback and we got a time jump. If you have either of those.
Hell no, I got a bad card.
Like, look how many I have. I'm not going to black out because there's something. But like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have 14 plus the free space.
Does Cage get put in a cell at some point, doesn't he? Like, get in, like, casino jail?
Casino jail.
What, are you going to put me in airport jail? How did they... Ooh, that's how that happened.
Let's see. I mean, that's an explosion of anger, but I won't give myself credit for that.
What's up, champ? We're gonna take a dive.
In the fifth, your ass goes down.
So there's so many like take a dive movies. I forgot this was one of them.
Cyrus the Virus again. I'm gonna say it every
fade.
Time.
They're fading. Anyone have
to the smoke, like the hazy smoke?
That was nice.
Smoke.
Yeah.
That reminds me a little bit of one of the very few things I like about
Johnny Dangerously. Yeah, don't worry about it, kid. It's a flashback. It'll pass.
Which is not out yet, but will be out by right after Thanksgiving. Our second episode of Cinemakers will be out.
Yay.
Go check out Johnny Dangerously, the second film that Amy Heckerling directed, which
you know I
could have been great, but
it's not amazing. But it's to me, I thought it was funny. Is this a montage? Nah, not quite. No. Oh.
You know
more of like another
do?
Flashback.
What we should do... Well, I was going to say that wouldn't really work. What we should do one time for Cage Club Revisit is what I was going to say is that we should watch The Frozen Ground and then watch that Dark.
Yeah, I want to watch Dark.
But like, I don't know if we can watch it and talk over it.
No, but what we should do is release a proper episode on it.
Yeah.
Like, that would be cool because that would, you know, really bump up the tally this year. Was that released this year? I mean, it's not officially released.
I don't know when it was released. It just, okay. It's, I think Paul Schrader just like released it himself online. Like, fuck you, this is my movie.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
Is movie
maybe he got
release.
Control of his footage somehow, bought it back from the studio or whatever. This is pretty. This boxing guy. This guy's pretty ridiculous, to be honest. Like, I don't. I don't know that I've even. Ever watched a boxing match where someone celebrated like that?
Well, he's trying to, I guess, channel like, hey, just be Muhammad Ali or what? You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Oof, oof.
Phantom punch coming up.
It was a phantom punch. Oh.
Sounds like he connected, but he, you know, really didn't. I mean, well, I was going to say for Thanksgiving, a family movie, we could do Deadfall because it's his brother, but I don't know,
oh, yikes.
I don't know if I feel like watching Deadfall today.
I would watch Deadfall any day of the week. Are you crazy? Dude, it's
Wait, we
Deadfall.
Haven't done Peggy Sue Got Married for this yet?
No. How long is that?
Like an hour 45? It's not too long. Charlie Bodell.
Clang.
He doesn't have, like, a ton of family, because that's what we notice. He's always, like, a bachelor in all these, you know what I mean?
That was one of our big things with, like, Family Man, where we were like, this is so great, because he's, like, Dad Cage.
I mean, we could do the ultimate family movie, Mom and Dad.
Holy mackerel.
That's,
I mean,
like, an hour 20.
It was just Halloween recently. Ooh. Headbutt. That is a giant flag, by the way. I mean, it seems illegal how giant that flag is and how much space it takes. Oh, optical lens shot. It's another De Palma thing that he kind
of became
like a
part of
trademark.
It?
Well, it's like, I think the way it works is it's...
Is it a composite?
It's a composite in the camera. So, like, you do half the shot and then you put the... Rewind the film and then shift the focus on the lens and then... Play. I don't know.
Sounds complicated.
It's super complex, but he's a fan of those shots. Phantom. Nowadays, like with digital stuff, you could do that shot easier. It's weird that there's like a missile just like on display.
There it is again. Again. Cage saying, how could you do this to me? Yes, that's what he's doing. He's doing it to you, Cage.
So self-centered, Cage. Gambler.
Is this movie rated R or PG-13? Do we know?
I mean, we should know. I feel like I should know more about minutia about Cage's movies. Like, I feel like I should be able to tell you, like, at least half of the names of the characters he plays.
Oh,
and I don't
no.
think I can. I should be able to tell you who directed all of his movies, and I don't think that I can. Like, I really want to beef up my like trivia about Cage.
Oh, we could also play our favorite game, Guess the Cage Movie.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, this is rated R.
Okay, okay.
Do you know Cage's name in this movie?
No, I don't.
Rick Santoro.
Rick Santoro.
So not Rick Santorum, but Rick Santoro.
Right, right, right. Ricky, yes. I could see him being a Ricky.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I think of when I hear Rick? I think of Rick. From Freaked?
Oh, I don't remember Freaked at all.
Oh, dude, you gotta rewatch it soon.
Well, I know you just
it's
bought it
on... It's a super
on,
quick one. Oh, yeah.
The pin or whatever.
I got the double disc.
I just realized I forgot to bring... So shout out to Danielle and John over in the UK.
Oh, the...
I had it set aside, because we thought we were going to do these at my house today, but we called an audible so we could do some theater movies that aren't by me yet, including Suspiria.
Ooh, ho ha ha.
But they were set aside, and I just forgot to grab them this morning, but I have the... book and postcard and pin for you that they sent over to both
cool.
of us.
Oh,
so.
Speaking of pins, hold on. Let me take this. I had something for you. This is funny. I found this.
Here I am. This is my interpretation of solo hosting a show that, you know, Brian and Kyle and Mike have all done in the recent past, but I've never done. And
you want
to just vamping?
Do you want to open up some cards? No, I'm just kidding. But like a few years ago, when Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation
Ooh.
Came out, I snagged a bunch of these at the theater. It's a
bunch of them.
I have like five of them.
Oh, is this for me?
So that's for you.
Ooh, I'm an IMF agent.
It's an IMF pin.
You know, I'm sort of disappointed. So since MoviePass effectively died, and MoviePass still exists, and since I switched over to AMC A-List, I really like it, but I feel like AMCs just don't give shit away anymore.
No, I know. They were doing really well over the summer.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I feel like it came... Because, like, I got, like, t-shirts to go see Thoroughbreds and stuff.
Oh,
and,
well,
like,
I got a t-shirt for Thoroughbreds, but I sort of bought that from Regal, but
and they used to do posters and everything at the theaters.
I never see them anymore.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch in the other room, but you're right. It feels like that dropped off. Feels like they've been transitioning somehow.
I think they had a giveaway for when they did the Marvel 10th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
I think they were supposed to the giveaway there, but like, that was like a special. Like, but they're just used to be like promotional like bullshit for like when I saw Noah. Which was not good. I got like a cardstock quality IMAX. Like there was just like stuff around, you know.
Yeah,
like
especially at the theater we're going to go to later today. Like they used to just leave posters out all the time, like stacks and stacks of posters from different films. And like I have all these different Star Wars posters when The Force Awakens came out. It's just crazy.
And the movies that I don't really love necessarily, but I
so. A few in the room, the Mad Max poster, the Pacific Rim poster over there, the Doctor Strange poster. You can't really see it, but there's the Terminator at the bottom, and then that Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Well,
so, like, all of those were at the theater, just laying there.
Yeah.
So, crazy.
What do you use that for? Movies?
Oh, so that, I ended up just bringing all the, I needed space for that, basically, but that shelf. So I'm debating if I'm going to leave it in the room. I'll probably move it over here.
Okay.
And then fill it with books and movies and stuff.
Shelves. Third time's a shelf.
Yeah. So right now I have that all the third time stuff on display in my closet. I can show you later. But I just moved all my records and my record players and my DJ stuff into my other room.
Yep.
So I just finished doing that. I needed somewhere to put that shelf. Like I was telling you the last time, I want to try and like maybe set up like a podcasting station with like a nice mic, because I figured it's about time. Maybe I should, have some.
Well, like I want to buy like a whole setup and stuff, but like I also, I want to buy like a mixer and I want to buy like four microphones, but I just don't want to spend like hundreds of dollars because I straight up don't have hundreds of dollars right now because I have a mortgage.
No, but like that would be a great thing with like what we could put the money to use if we had like donations and stuff towards. Mm-hmm. Like that's the sort of thing. It's like it's not like we would just pocket it or something or put it in the bank. Like we'd actually invest it in the show. This is a long point of view. This is Gary Sinise's point of view, by the way. If you want to play the first-person shooter, Snake Eyes, you could choose so far between the Champ, Sinise, or Cage.
So I started playing. I haven't played a lot of it. I just played a little bit of it at Red Dead Redemption 2, and you can play that game in first-person mode, which I think is really cool. And I mean, that game looks spectacular.
I'm in the middle of Spider-Man right now, like literally just past the halfway point, because I'm like just dilly dallying, swinging around the city. So probably get to Red Dead around the new year.
I want to get. There's a couple games that I have my eye on for Black Friday. That I want to get Spider-Man and God of War and.
Oh yeah, God of War.
God of War's gonna be $25 Target. So if you're listening to this, if you want to deal, Target already released its Black Friday ad, which is ridiculous. But it's November, so. Wow, look at Gary Sinise, just like...
That's so funny, man.
That's some straight-up GoldenEye shit.
Exactly.
Oop. It's actually a really cool camera angle.
Double flashback.
It's like Inception. Flashback within a flashback.
You're talking about the dream within a dream.
Are they in a... Yeah.
That's a great line. Congratulations, you human.
I like, is this a model? And like, are they building that? I guess so.
Right, because that's part of the conspiracy is like they're going to move in on Atlantic City and make this like monstrosity casino and tear down the old way and make way for the new.
You know what this kind of feels like in a weird way? It kind of feels like, all right, an Ocean's 11 style heist happened and they called Cage in to figure out what happened.
I was just kind of thinking that. Like, it has sort of a Dark Oceans vibe. Look at the imagery here, De Palma. You've got, like, these war machines on display in front of that giant flag.
Can I cross it off?
Yeah, I think it's about time.
We got the huge flag. Oh, that's what you were saying before, right?
Yeah,
the flag that's so big that should be illegal.
It doesn't have enough stripes on it. I mean, that seems disrespectful, but maybe they're just hidden by the seats. I wish we had the subtitles, because I bet by now someone said Snake Eyes, right? Or maybe that's
no,
coming.
No, because toward the end, when Cage is all bloody...
Oh, that's right, it's at the very end.
He says you got Snake Eyes.
Damn it. Gotta wait till the end to get mine. That is, if he eats something.
I don't. I like one of the squares on my board is Cage stutters or hesitates, which he might have done.
Oh, I feel like he had.
But I feel like he's very confident throughout. Like, it doesn't feel like he's misstepping at all. You know what I mean? He's, like, very sure.
Well, around the champ, I feel like he gets kind of fluttered from time to time.
Maybe.
So this is where the movie reveals itself, I feel like, maybe a little too soon. It's funny, one of my big complaints is things happen too late in movies, but I feel like they needed to drag this out a little more.
Yeah, because we're not even halfway through this. Like, we're just under halfway.
And we know that Gary Sinise is bad now. Like, that's too soon. This needs to be, like, in an hour. I feel like, we're getting there. Maybe another 15 minutes or so. I don't know.
I mean, I guess it depends on what they do with it. You know,
it kind of starts
turning
into like a different movie, is how I feel. It becomes more of like a, I don't know, like an action thriller as opposed to like this detective thriller. It just feels like they're trying to turn it into more of like
an
action.
Well, it's transitioning it from a Cage movie into a different movie, right? And which is sort of why it's disappointing for us.
That maybe is how it seems. There's a lot of shifts in perspective here, and now we're really getting like. It's his movie after all. Like, Cage was almost like a distraction for us, right? Like, he's distracting us from Gary Sinise, and it's like, oh, no, it's actually his story.
Which I don't like.
I mean,
Cage, please.
Mm-hmm. Maybe switch roles. I mean, I couldn't imagine anyone else doing what he did for Rick. That's a lot of monitors. That is like Ozymandias station right there.
Shout out Carla Gugino.
That's right. Yep. Cage would have been a good night owl. But I guess he made a good big daddy. So there's gambling. Hello.
Oh, I was looking on the way here. I want to look it up again.
You know what? I'm going to cross off bad accent for that cop earlier and his bad Jersey accent. And now this guy. Sorry. I'm sorry. What was that?
There is, you know, one of my favorite movies from last year, Bodied, is coming out
finally.
Very soon. Release date, it says yesterday.
Hmm.
It's in one theater, maybe in Elizabeth. I don't know.
That mugshot kind of looks like Seth Green a little bit. Now they zoomed out, but.
What if it was?
Then that is a great gig. Someone get me his agent, because, like, if I could just. They just hold up your picture in the middle of this, like, crazy Cage Brian De Palma film. Oh, now we're getting Carla Gugino point of view. So if you play her character in the Snake Eyes game. You have this. You have, like, blurry vision, so you have to find your glasses first, and then you can shoot straight.
You mean in, like, the video game adaptation of this film?
Right.
Oh, next Friday, Alamo Drafthouse Yonkers, Bodied.
Oh, sweet. Might have to take a ride.
I hope it's on demand, because I don't want to travel to Yonkers, but...
Yeah.
Are we going to get nudity? Oh, just implied. Lunch. That's a Look Who's Talking reference. Again, Amy Heckerling. Shout out.
She's using her feminine wilds to get what she wants.
Everyone is in this movie, though. The redhead was, you know, her job was to make you have a boner, and you
did. Yeah,
so
it's like a neo-noir, maybe, at this point. Like, I don't know where it's trying to go, really. That's part of its problem. It's a little too complex. I mean, not that it's hard to follow or anything. It's just, like, needlessly puzzling. I feel.
It is. I don't.
That's a great shot of Cage.
Wait, can you give me a timestamp for that? Well, no.
Yeah,
I'm
that's around
not going
47.
To. I'm probably just going to find one on Google.
Well, we have that entire image gallery.
They're all small, though. They're too small for what I need. But yeah. I literally have hundreds, if not thousands, of Cage pictures.
I've been meaning to set up the sound gallery because I have all the clips and quotes, the raw quotes on my hard drive, but I have to go through every show file and
put them in like a file for me, like a zip or something, and I'll upload them all.
Cool. Because, I mean, all those quotes I pulled, and all the ones we didn't even use, too.
Yep. Cage smoking a lot in this movie.
I love the ring he's got.
There's the one with the white hair.
White hair, red hair, green hair. There are so many monitors in this movie, it's insane.
But that guy knew exactly where they are, you know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's Casino for you, especially, like, I'm sure nowadays it's even crazier with the flat-screen monitors. You could just fit more, and they could be bigger, and you can have, like, a giant 100-inch one, and then it's, like, split it all up into, like, 50 different screens if you needed to. Dougie? Wouldn't it be amazing if this was an adaptation? It feels like it would be because of its nature. Like, the structure feels like he's trying to adapt a novel, like, faithfully, almost.
Yeah.
It's not, but that's how it comes across. Like, it comes across like a movie that fails to capture the essence of its novel. Now, a novelization that captures the essence of its movie, on the other hand. Tune in to Third Time's a Charm. Because from time to time, I
truly
will go into that. That is a giant slot machine. It'd be hilarious if a giant walked up next to him and used it too. Like, this is my slot machine.
Yeah, like somebody from Twin Peaks.
Oh, there you go. Who we find out is from, like, the black and white realm. Like the purple zone or whatever they called it. Inside the atom bomb. I think.
This whole blurry thing is just so... Like, I guess... Yeah. Is there a narrative point to it?
Yes! She lost her glasses!
I know, but, like, why is it... But why? Like, why is it continuing? Like, I understand why it's happening
because,
at all,
like... Because it's something you... I think it's an artistic thing that De Palma wanted to do because it's a
drama?
Thing...
Drama?
Well, and it's a way to express her character. Like, they're doing all these first-person perspectives, and she's nearly blind. So when we go to her perspective, and I could just see De Palma kind of being like, you know, this is something you can do with movies. Like, this is something you do in film. And, you know, now he's got, what, the only blurry first-person perspective shot in film history? Speaking of really great, long opening takes, that's also a first-person perspective shot, the original Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm.
It's insane. It opens with, like, a point-of-view shot that goes on for, like, 5 minutes.
R.I.P. Dark Universe.
Oh, man, that was Russell Crowe, too, as Jekyll and Hyde. Really wanted his movie.
It was almost like a sequel, like, The Nice Guy and The Evil Guy. It's like...
Dude, he's playing, like, both roles? Yeah. That would be hilarious, though. That was the movie. If Gosling, in the sequel, his brain got... Or his ghost was trapped inside Russell Crowe's body, so it was like one of those two-in-one movies that they used to make a lot of in, like, the 80s, I feel like. Lily Tomlin and Steve Martin did one.
Yeah.
Another You. Imagine that. Another You, The Nice Guys 2.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Blue Moons... White Stars. I was thinking just yesterday how it seems insensitive that we still have the Lucky Charms guy hopping around the screen. Like, I give it to Fruit Loops because at least it's a bird and, you know, it's a stupid toucan bird or whatever. But, like, you know, a toucan isn't a cultural appropriation of someone's, you know, country or anything. And it's just a little strange to me to this day that we still have that Lucky Charms guy.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Boyfriend must cereal.
There's where it came from. That was it. It was on the Gosling trace track of mind. Whoop, whoop. Keg, dude. Could you bring a keg to your hotel room in Atlanta? Maybe back then in Atlantic City. I guess so. Why not? Gary Sinise definitely senses something is up, but doesn't know what.
He just, like, in my head, you know how we talked about when we did Keanu Club, like, when Morpheus explains to Keanu residual self-image, like that's how you think of yourself, and that's why he has the hair and the plugs in his arms and neck are gone. My residual self-image for Gary Sinise is Reindeer Games, and so he looks so wildly different. Like, every time I look up, I'm just like, oh, this is not at all.
You know what's crazy about Forrest Gump is he pulls off both looks. He's clean cut sort of toward the end, and then after Nom, he gets all grizzly and beardy and everything.
Beardy.
Yeah, beardy. You
know. Beardy.
Forrest grows a beard in that movie, too. It's like the Battle of the Beards. That's going to... I wonder... That's going to be interesting to rewatch in this day and age. There was always talk of a sequel. There is a book, too. Not a novelization, but like Forrest Gump was based on a novel. I wonder how much more American history he altered the course of in the book. Because he feels like that, like a time travel anomaly or something. Benjamin Button kind of had that vibe too as well, where like he didn't show up as in as much as like a famous event or something, but he was in like a time period where like shit was going down and, you know. He had a disease.
I almost brought up Benjamin Button when we were recording the Look Who's Talking episode last night because...
Oh, you should have.
Total. You know, I liked a little baby, like a wisecracking baby, because like the Benjamin Button... So the Benjamin Button movie is like a three-hour movie, right? But the book is just a 20-page short story.
Yes, yep.
And it's really good. And like the first time you see Benjamin Button as a baby, like as an old man baby... He's in the crib, and basically, I mean, he's not, but it's basically like he's smoking a cigar, like, hey, what's going on?
Like, he's just like Baby Herman from Roger Rabbit.
Exactly. And it's just like, this, it's very weird and cool. But, yeah.
This guy is, is this the guy? So this would be Cage Club Podcast Network crossover. He's the guy from Better Off Dead. He's the neighbor in Better Off Dead, which was the first episode of High School Slumber Party, which I was on.
It's true.
So if that's confirmed, I'm crossing this off.
I mean, you can look it up. I don't know how to begin looking that up. You know
I do. You look up this actor from Better Off Dead. Let's see. Better Off Dead. Okay, so this... actor is... No, I don't think it is. No, it's not. Dan Schneidender, who is a director on a lot of like...
Oh, is he? So he's the creepy one who's in love with the French experience?
Yeah, I don't think it is. Ricky. I don't think it is, but I'm looking it up now. Filmography. Because he became a kids director on HBO. Oh, he does Game Shakers? I watched that with my niece and nephew. Wow. How about actor? Actor. This hotel sucks.
It's not him. He's a man on a mission, really,
man,
truly.
It's not him, but...
Who has this guy been in? What's he from?
Oh, that I'm not even there yet. I went in reverse.
Here we go. I found him. David Anthony Higgins. Yeah, this is definitely him. He's just in an episode. He's in 27 episodes of Mike and Molly. He played a janitor in one episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, right.
It seems like he just does a lot of like one-off TV episodes.
Okay. Well, he looks like that other guy.
And not he's just a great Buck Howard, like, which is a Tom Hanks movie.
Okay. Not just because he's like a fat guy with glasses, but like he genuinely looked exactly like Ricky in that movie. So, no square for me. Circle doesn't get the square.
Cage again with the cigarette. So these Morleys, or are they actual like Marlboros?
Morleys,
because you know Morleys are the movie cigarettes that
or nails
cigarette smoking man smoked and or red apples. You know,
so red apples are Tarantino and nails are Kevin Smith. The View Askewaverse.
God, I guess in theory, if Cinemakers goes on forever, at some point we could do Kevin Smith, but I don't want to.
I would I mean, I could do it without you. I don't know. No, I mean, like, I'm not, like, that in love with his work. I just, you know, I like his stuff. I would rather do Adam Rifkin first. I mean, that is much more interesting. And all the Riff Coogan stuff that he's done. And, you know, we could watch Psycho Cop 2.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of weird, really crazy shit in his filmography.
And boy, do we have a podcast for two guys who follow you on Twitter. I'm just
saying that
much.
That's okay.
Jesus. So I don't know if anybody...
He follows them, though, so I don't know what's going on.
Mike has these two people who follow him on Twitter. It was one, now it's two, who are just obsessed with Adam Rifkin or Giuseppe Andrews.
Yeah, yeah. Who is an actor in several of his movies.
Because Adam Rifkin made the movie Giuseppe Makes a Movie, right?
Right, right. The documentary. And Giuseppe Andrews is an actor, and he lives in a trailer park and makes movies with people who live in the trailer park for, like, no money.
And so there's these two accounts on Twitter who are obsessed with Giuseppe Andrews who both follow Mike now because he loves Adam Rifkin. I guess he tweets about him. And so Mike has the idea that there may be Giuseppe Andrews himself, like, as, like, just these weird
fan
accounts.
I thought one was until the second one popped up. And now I don't know. But.
It's a whole thing. I honestly, Mike, I could not tell you what is going on.
I'm not asking to know. I'm just kind of, you know, I don't engage.
Do you agree that it's weird?
Engage. It's a little weird, but, you know, I think about also how many people just go down their Twitter feed and just like everything, you know? Like, there's people out of my feed where, like, they're just like, this guy, who the fuck is this guy, Mikester, and, like, why does he like all this shit that I post? Like, I'm sure. But no, it is pretty, you know, it is every day, but whatever.
There is this account on Instagram, I think it was called, like, Nicktober, where this guy was drawing a picture of Nicolas Cage every day.
Cool.
And I honestly couldn't tell if it was to make fun of him or because he loved him or some combination of the two.
Okay.
But from the Cage Club pod, I followed him and I liked a bunch of pictures, like, to the point where, like, the guy had to have seen us and he didn't follow us back. I was like, well, fuck you, guy. Like, we're going to... You know, I unfollowed him. But it was this weird thing where I feel like... And it's clearly not... Maybe not clearly not, but it's not why we do the things we do to become... internet famous, but there was that guy who reached out to us on Twitter who was like, I'm carving a Nicolas Cage pumpkin or something. Or no. Dan reached out to him. It was like, okay. Oh, we'd love to see it or whatever. And then the guy posted the picture of him. He's just like, have at it, internet. It's like, well, guy, like, you're not, are you doing this to become, like, internet famous for a day? Like, what's the point? Like, I don't, it's just, it's weird. What I'm saying is it's weird. That's sort of blurred two stories there, but... You know, I feel like
Speaking of two stories, Joey.
Ooh.
Split screen.
I remember this.
And binocular point of view. Wow. Look at that. Gary Sinise says, if you play as him, you can pick up the binoculars.
But I think number one, I don't think it's weird to say, especially because Twitter lumps it, says, you know, like, Mikester liked three of your tweets or whatever, just has one notification. But, like, on Instagram, it shows all of them, and it's like, come on, guy. Like, you know, we're in the same fight. But at the same time, if you're just doing these kind of things to become internet famous...
Right. Then
I have no interest.
Not.
What I'm interested to know is that when we had Carla Gugino on both sides, you know, her on the right telling her side of the story, her on the left through the binoculars, like, it looked like it was the same take, but I wonder if it was. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like,
I don't know.
It feels like it probably was just for, like, continuity's sake, but also that would be... difficult maybe to sync up? I don't know.
No, I mean, that's what the clapboard's for.
I guess.
But, like, yeah, you just have, like, one camera down low, and then the other one... Because there's the far shot. There's the shot again. It does kind of... Oh, De Palma. This is where he explodes on screen, De Palma.
Like, if only you were a little quicker, Garrison. Oh, you're in on it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, why did that guy even have... Oh, I guess he had to die. They had to set him up. I love how Cage is figuring it out as Gary Sinise is doing it. Like, and he's sort of guessing it right. It's like, is that what actually happened, or are we just seeing what he thinks happened?
Man, she looks so wildly different here, without the glasses, without the hair. You know what I mean? Like,
she's out of disguise. Yeah.
You know.
I love stairwell sequences.
What's the movie?
My son,
oh,
Luke Cage
I was watching, because Back to the Future, I think 2 is always, on, speaking of 3, it's on the
floor
over there.
Can't wait for that.
But
I love
2
3.
Is on TV a lot, and there's the scene where Marty's running away from those guys who are chasing him, and he, like, hops the stairwell and goes up, and they go down. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. At the Biff's Pleasure Palace?
Yeah. It's like a cool little...
And then the movie finally gets good. After that,
I like so
up until no, it's I only like when he goes back into the first movie. That's all I like about that movie. I'm
so
sorry.
I think 2 is awesome if you watch it with 1. If you just watch it on its own, it's like oh. But I think if you watch it like when you watch the first one, you like because it's sort of this weird not fan service, but it's this weird like
it's the same.
It's a remix.
It's a remake. It's the same,
which I think is I think it's interesting.
I mean, I was so disappointed when that came out because, like, as a kid, you're waiting for it to come out, and like, it felt like an eternity. And then it comes out, and I'm like, are they really just doing the same shit? It's like what they do now with like Halloween and Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like, they do it better now, and like, I don't know. I was just upset with all the future stuff, and then what I and the alternate. Present stuff. I was like, what is this? But I really liked going back into the concept of let's go back into the first movie and run around behind the scenes and no one has seen us. And like, I love that concept. So that's where I really just like start watching from. But, you know, first one's great. Third one's great. I think you signed up for that episode. I know I have Dan Colon on that because.
I signed up for Back to the Future 3. Like
I thought so. I don't know.
I can find out. I
have to go back through the list.
Did I have on third time? How would I be able to search that in my inbox? What did I for
I think,
sure sign up for?
I think I shared it with you. I think I shared the spreadsheet with you, so you could check that out. I restructured it a little bit. You'd have to search for where you are on it. My glasses.
Well, if he had Carla Gugino stutters to his dates, I would for sure, you know, get that.
Storms are brewing. That big ball in the background's wobbling. I never ever noticed it before, but I think it was supposed to come, or it does come, like, rolling down the boardwalk at the end? Or it was supposed to at some point, that big disco ball behind him? Outside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a whole thing. This actually reminds me, like, you know, as we're recording this last night, it was crazy rainstorms around here. And
yeah.
Tornado warning in New Jersey, like...
Oh, really? I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, according to Google.
Heavy, man.
It was crazy.
Here, I could look it up. Let's see. You gotta die. Just called Cage Columbo.
What's the Beastie Boys line? Something, something, something. Watch Columbo. Let me clear my throat.
Roll up a doobie.
Is it roll up a doobie
roll
and watch
up a
Columbo?
And I watch Columbo. But there's a line before that.
That some whatever rhymes with Columbo.
I mean, gumbo rhymes with it, but I don't think that's the line. Here, let me see. So I restructured this. Now I have every movie so far, and now I have everyone's name, but they're all spread out. Avengers Infinity War. Before Midnight. Oh, maybe we should do that soon. Maybe for Valentine's Day. Before
I've
midnight.
Never seen any of those.
Ooh.
That's... I would very much
because I'm
be
looking
down
for a V-Day movie. So, V-Day. Christian.
50 Shades.
Ooh. That's not... I don't think that's on my list here. Let me put that on the list. What's that... What's the new one called? 50 Shades...
Freed, I think?
50 Shades... I'll just put 50 Shades of Grey 3 for now.
Spent some bank, I got a high-powered jumbo, rolled up a woolly, and I watched Columbo. Let me clear my throat, kick it over here, baby pop, and let all the fly skinnies feel the beat. Drop.
So, okay, so Return of Xander Cage.
Yes, that's not really a Valentine's Day one.
No.
Oh, you're saying which ones I signed
up
for? Yes.
Trip to Spain.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to do that crazy Tokyo Drift experiment. That's gonna be great.
Well, that's a Valentine's Day ish one that's happening.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out that month. Yeah, but that's gonna be sort of a bonus, I guess, on my feed. T3. Scream 3.
The only one that I haven't seen yet.
What's that? What haven't you
seen? I still haven't seen T3. It's the only movie I've ever seen.
How can you make sense of anything going on in Salvation or Genesis? I'm just kidding.
I straight up don't know anything that's going on in any of those movies. I still love Genesis, though.
Genesis is fun. It's crazy.
Genesis, aside from T2, is Riddick. my favorite.
Oh, yeah? Genesis is? I like the first one the most, I think. T2 I saw when I was younger, but like, and it's cool, but I don't know. That, again, is almost like a remake of the first, in a way. You signed up for a bunch. Oh, Resident Evil, which will be out by the time of this...
Not this episode, but the next episode.
Okay.
That's the bonus episode for November?
Mm-hmm. Riddick.
We talked about Riddick on the Fast 5 episode, which will be out...
Ah. Poltergeist. So, like, maybe we could do something with, like, when you get to the in-between or something with, like, with the Vin Diesel movies you signed up for. Maybe we could somehow tie that in. With, like, a lap or something.
Oh, with, like, the Vin Diesel lap? Yeah, I don't know when we'll get to that, but we'll get to that at some point.
Poltergeist.
I signed up for that?
Apparently. I mean, you don't have to do these, but...
I don't think I want to do that one.
Okay, that's cool. Carol Ann. So, Nightmare on Elm Street 3 is going to be a big episode. You're on that if you want.
Yeah.
You, Din, and Chris. It's going to get crazy. Oh, you and Joe for MIB3. Well, you asked for that one.
Did I?
You don't need to do these.
I don't think I want to do Men in Black, and I don't think he's going to want to do it without me, but you can still leave him on there.
I'll put him on there for now. I haven't really done any comedies yet, so I really got to pump that up next year.
I do love Will Smith, I just don't want to watch the Men in Black movies again.
Well, you don't have to watch all of them, you just have to watch the third one. And, like, that's part of the experiment, is to see if it stands alone.
Sure.
Iron Man 3.
Of course.
Indiana Jones. House Party.
Wait, what's the third Indiana Jones?
Last Crusade?
I don't know if I've ever seen that from start to finish.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Because he co-starred with Cage in The Rock.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
I get it.
I was just... Cage pointed a lot in this movie, so I started pointing. Let's see. House Party 3.
Which I've never seen any of them. That's why I signed up for that.
Oh, brother. Yeah, I signed up for Brian's High School Slumber Party. For that episode, hopefully you'll have me on there to cross that over. Ghostbusters answer the call, but, like, I mean, Contenders just crushed that movie, so I'm not getting to that for, like, a long time.
Yeah, no, don't even bother.
Well, I mean, I gotta get there, but, like... yeah, Divergent. I mean, you signed up for a lot, thank goodness.
What movie did we start looking for? Bring It On 3. You need to do Step Up 3. Is Step Up on this list? Because Joe and I will do Step Up with you.
Okay, let me put that on the list.
But what was the movie that came... why did we start doing this? Like, what was the idea...
just wanted to know what you were on.
No. There was a specific one that we were looking for.
Here's Step Up 3.
Step Up 3... Wait, who's on that one?
Austin, but now you and the Joes.
And also put down Liam, too. Because Liam... was on our Step Up 2 episode, then watched all 5.
Jesus, and there's 5 of them.
There are 5 of them.
Cool.
Channing's only in the first 2, though, and he's barely in 2. What was the movie that... God, we gotta rewind the tape. What was the movie that we started...
I'm trying to think of it, but I don't... Back to the Future? Yes. And you're not on it. Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, all right, yeah. Dan, Nico, and Kara. Yeah, dude, I have a feeling, like, right now I'm reading X3, The Last Stand, and Nico agreed to be on that episode, and I just have a feeling this will be, like, a 3-part episode by the time we're done with that, but hopefully not. I have a feeling I'm cutting the Return of the Jedi episode now, too, for January, and right now, like, that is extremely long, so I'm looking of ways to either trim it down or make it a 3-parter. I don't know. There are three
X-Men 3s?
Well, there would be 3. It's funny, in January there's like 5 weeks, I think, so there would be 3. There could be 3 release dates or something.
Oh, 3/17/31 or something. Another 3 or something.
I think so. Not positive. I guess I could just look on my calendar.
Oh, well, I want to play a game. I have the lyrics open. I want you to complete the Beastie Boys lyric. It's right after what we were just talking about, okay?
Yeah, so I could do the 3, the 17th, and the 31st of January.
Cooling on the corner on a hot summer day.
It's me and my posse in MCA.
A lot of beer, a lot of girls, and a lot of cursing.
22 automatic on my person.
Got my hand in my pocket and my fingers on the trigger.
My posse's getting ill?
Nope.
No, wait.
My posse's getting something, and my
posse's getting bigger.
My posse's getting big, and my posse's getting
bigger.
Some voices got treble, some voices got bass.
We got the kind of voices that are in your face.
Like the bun to the burger, like the burger to the bun.
Like the lettuce to the apple?
No, it's like the cherry to the apple.
Like the cherry to the apple to the peach to the plum.
I'm the king of the Ave, and I'm the king of the block.
I'm MCA, and I'm the king at rock.
Well, I'm Mike D. I got all the fly juice.
Oh, something to the 40 deuce.
I'm the check-in at the party on the 40 deuce. Walking down the block with the fresh fly threads.
Beastie Boys. The biggest heads.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That's amazing. All right, it's a new game. All right, this is gonna be good because you are.
It's licensed to Ill. All of this, right?
That's all the new style.
Around?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, because I couldn't do what you're doing.
All right.
But licensed to Ill and Paul's Boutique are just
okay.
You know. Okay. We're gonna
try Paul's Boutique somewhere.
All right. Hold on. This is fun. Okay. Hold on. Sorry, Snake Eyes, but you're
taking
no longer
a back seat. I would pause you if I could.
And this is way better radio anyway, I think.
I forgot that's what
Mike,
we're
Mike, that was incredible. Like, you can't remember actor names now, but you have all these, like, I'm sure you've heard these songs thousands of times, though.
Yeah. They're right, a little more ingrained.
Okay.
Plus, now I have to really try this round.
License to Ill. We're going to do...
You can't do Paul Revere, because I could just do Paul Revere from the beginning, probably. I mean, we could, but... Gary Sinise is in some kind of... Oh, they're in, like, the broadcast. I was like, where are all those servers behind him?
All right, you want to try to do... All right, we're going to try to do Posse in Effect.
Okay.
I'm going to do the whole intro, and then we're going to go from there, okay? Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Keep it on, shocking the place. Yo, yeah, well, I'm MCA. I got nothing to prove.
Pay attention, Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we can do that.
Pay attention, my intention is to bust a move?
Move. I drink quarts and cans and bottles and sixes.
All right, you might have to give me two...
Between the turntables,
the vodka and the mixers. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm Mike D. I got deuces wild. Yeah, boy, or whatever. A list of girlies' numbers that I've dialed.
Okay.
I do the Smurf, the Popeye, and the Jerry Lewis.
I like Bullwinkle, but not Brutus?
But I don't like Brutus. Well, I'm schooling in the boys' room, cooling by the locker...
All the kids know that I'm the cool rocker.
All the girls in class know that I'm the cool rocker. Punk in the hall, man. I should have ought to hit him.
No, this isn't going as well.
The fresh rhymes and the kid cold bit him. All right, let's do a different song.
All right, that was a little tougher. I'm a little more nervous now. Now I'm expected to perform.
Well, I mean, it was so good the first time. I mean, you sort of did it to yourself.
No,
oh,
I jumped.
Commentary by Rick Rubin.
I jumped in early on the second one too. I should have let you give me.
No,
more
I was trying to like build up the speed.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
All right, you want to do Slow and Low?
Okay.
Let it flow. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. Mm-hmm. Let it flow. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. It's never old school. All brand new.
Now everybody catch the boogaloo flu.
Not like a fever, not like a cold. The beats,
man,
are clear. The rhymes are bold.
Yeah.
So don't see a doctor or see a nurse.
No, I'm freezing.
Just listen to the music first things first.
First
of all, get off the wall. It's time to party, so have a ball. This is also a weird one because it has a very different rhythm than all their other. You know what I mean? Like that. It's a lot slower.
It's slower and lower.
Okay, we're going to do one off.
Let's do Paul Revere.
Okay. Well, I wonder how much I could do off Paul Revere without even looking.
Here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. Started way back in history
with Ad Rock, MCA, and me, Mike D.
And had a little horsey named Paul Revere.
Just me and my horsey
and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's posse's on my tail because I'm in demand. One lonely beast, D.I.E.
All by myself without nobody.
The sun is beating down on my baseball hat.
The air is getting hot. The beer is getting flat.
Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy.
Her name was...
His name was MCA.
He said, howdy. I said, hi.
Then it sort of breaks down for a minute.
He told us all a story. It sounded well rehearsed.
Oh, I think that's...
Is that not yet?
I think that's the next verse. I think that's Ad-Rock's verse.
No, well...
And okay. I can't remember where the next one starts, but I need the next line. But that was not bad.
We can do that whole song. Hold on. I want to make sure we have the... Because that is my favorite Beastie Boys song.
Okay. Again, like, Run DMC's Raising Hell and, like, Beastie Boys' License to Ill. Like, that was just neighborhood
He told us a little story. That's the next
thing. Oh, it is? Okay, I'm sorry.
Sounded well rehearsed.
40's on the run and that he's dying of thirst. The brew is in my hand.
And he was on my tip.
His voice was hoarse.
Something, he asked me for a sip. His voice was hoarse. His throat was dry. He asked me for a sip. He said, can I have some?
I said, you can't get none. Had a chance to run and pulled out a shotgun. Quick on the draw. I thought he'd be dead. He put the gun to my head, and this is what he said. My name is MCA. I got a license to kill. Yeah, I think you know what time it is.
It's time to get ill.
Yeah.
Now what do we have here? An outlaw in his beer.
I run this land, you understand. I made myself clear. We stepped into the wind. He had a gun. I had a grin.
Oh, is the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Damn.
Now I got the gun, you got the brew. We got two choices of what you could do. It's not a bad decision. If you can see,
I could blow you away,
or you could ride with me. I said I'll ride with you if you get me to the border. The sheriff's after me for what I did to his daughter. I did it like this. I did it like that. I did it with the wiffle ball bat. So I'm on the run. The cop got my gun.
Run about now, I'm trying to have some fun.
The King Ad Rock, it is my name, and I know the fly spot where they got the champagne.
We rode for 6 hours till we hit the spot.
The beat was bumping and the girlies was hot.
This dude was staring like he knows who we are. So we took the empty spot next to him at the bar.
Said, yo, you know this kid.
I said, I didn't, but I know he did.
He said, get ready, because this ain't funny.
My name's Mike D and I'm about to get money.
Pulled out the jammy, aimed it at the sky. He yelled, stick him up. And let two fly.
Heads went up and people hit the floor. He wasted two kids that ran for the door.
I'm Mike D and I get respect.
Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect.
MCA was with it and he's my ace.
So I grabbed the piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out. The music stopped. This boy had beef so he got dropped. Mike D grabbed the money. MCA snatched the gold.
I grabbed two girlies and a beer that's cold.
Wow.
I got like, I haven't done that in a while. 90% of that. Yeah, I mean, some of the transitions, you know, not perfect, but.
No. Yeah.
Because, what I love about that, so MCA was my favorite Beastie Boy.
Oh, R.I.P. They're out on their book tour now, so that's been cool.
And I also think that is one of his, like, best verses. Like, he just comes in, like, so good on that. You know what I mean? Like, it's. Again, I'm very white, but I feel the only rap that I can actually rap is...
I'm, like, translucent, dude. Like, I mean, I used to, you know, no one really ever gave me shit for it, though, like, when I was DJing or anything, like, you know, was, like, usually one of... Well, I guess it's different for, like, battle DJs and turntablists and stuff. There's a lot more of, like, mixed representation. It's not like I was a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was a DJ, so... What's on his back? Oh, a tracer. This is so weird. What is dipping back into this movie? What is happening? Cage has the shit kicked out of him. We missed the five people make a conspiracy line.
We know what happened, though. But, I mean, what we did, I think, was...
Was better.
Was better.
It was more entertaining. I really wonder who's listening to these more and more often. Like, before it never really got to me, but now it's really starting to get... Because we're, like, almost halfway there, and we're considering, like, are we gonna go back and rewatch them again and do them, you know, proper and stuff, like, podcast-wise? So, like, you know, would we... Like, should we even do that if people aren't, like, down for it? Do people want that?
Well, I think there's a difference between... So, again, I don't know who listens to any of these, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but I also do feel like... there's a difference between what we're doing here. Like, I love doing these, but I don't know.
There's the big ball rolling down the street.
There we go. I don't know if these, like, I don't know if people are doing anything with these. You know what I mean? And I feel like, on the one hand, this all could be off-mic conversation, but it's all on-mic conversation because this is when we're talking about it. I feel like, on the one hand, it keeps the feed alive, but on the other hand, it could scare people away from subscribing.
Yeah.
Because they don't give a shit about these.
Right, right, right.
But then I look at the download numbers, and, like, when we put out Mandy, when we put out Teen Titans, like, people still go after it. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know.
Okay. It's curious. Well, that's what would be interesting about doing them again as, like, proper shows and stuff, is like we could kind of like reboot the feed with it, you know what I mean? Not that we would wipe anything off it or all everything would be there, but like starting again from Best of Times, you know, like we could have it in order again or something. This is so weird. What is happening here? It's got, like, scary ghost music. This is a very ugly, boring, long tracking shot. Okay, all just to revere Carla Gugino behind. What the hell? Poking through? Oh, show the beach. I'm just going to put the beach because we're there. Here we are, at the end of the movie. Remember me? I was there at the beginning. I'm doing another broadcast. That's right. It's only been... It's almost real time, this movie. That's right, folks. Almost. Close. Except for those, like, minor moments of flashbacks. Damn, Cage. This might be the most fucked up he gets in a movie, right?
It's
without getting
there.
Killed, without dying. Or committing Harry Carey. Speaking of Goonies earlier, I don't know when the last time you saw that was, but there's a great running gag in it where people misspeak a lot and then say, like, so, like, there's one moment where the mom says, you better find your brother or I'll have you commit, what does she say? She doesn't say Harry Carey, she says, like, Harry Carey. What does she say? I don't know, it was funny, though. Never mind, folks, this is where we are at the end of the first of today's recording.
I mean, this has definitely been... I think the key to these... And again, I don't know who's listening to these.
Well, we know some people have been listening to some stuff because they've been in contact with us.
It's true, but I think the key to a good revisited is just to keep the energy up and just talk about anything.
Right.
Like, the most fun conversations I've had on here were about, like, recasting the DC Universe or, you know, our weird little game that we played last time or this Beastie. But, like, it just, like...
Yeah.
I think... I also... What's weird is that these have given me a true appreciation of how difficult it is to do, like, an actual director's commentary. You know what I mean? Like, especially by yourself. Like, you know.
Well, we didn't make the movie. Like, I feel like if we had made the movie, maybe we could go on and off
about
it.
And I think our original intention with these was to be like, oh, this reminds me of that movie. But, like, at the same time, that's like a sentence.
Right.
And we have an hour 38 to fill.
Yeah. And we're not watching them in order either, so there's a little bit of, like, a scattershot feel.
Which
to
I think
it.
The reason that we're not, or the fact that we're not watching them in order, I think could, is a reason why doing them again from scratch could be,
could be fun.
Could be, like, has merit.
Is a thing, right, yeah. That's what it is.
Because if we went through them in order, then we went through them in order again, I'd be like, all right, like, do we want to go through again? Right. Like, on the other hand, or I guess the same hand, like the why I would want to do this, just from the nature of Too Fast, Too Forever, my most logged movies on Letterboxd forever are the Fast and Furious movies. However, I would love a future in which, like, the 10 movies that I've seen the most are Fast and Furious, right? And then the next 80 are Nicolas Cage movies, or what, you know what I mean? Like,
well, like, we also talk about how we would like to introduce more shows that could last forever, right? Like Too Fast, Too Forever, or like my show, Third Sense of Charm. Like, these are potentially shows that could go on and on and on and on and on.
Yep.
And it's a way to keep Cage Club, the feed, like, alive forever, is to just keep rewatching all of his movies all the time. Like, just to keep doing, I mean, because most other podcasts about him don't. They stop after one run, you know?
Right.
And it's like, that's rookie numbers, buddy. You got to pump those numbers up. That's amateur style.
Oh, here we go. Titular line coming up, Mike.
Oh, man, it's so great. It makes no sense in the moment. It's just, we have to get it in. Still haven't gotten bingo today. Well, I wish he just, maybe he ate something, but I missed it. This is so funny. He could just shoot the camera and destroy the tape, right? It's not going live, is it? Or is it? Is that why he shoots himself in the head?
So it's like a real, hey man, nice shot kind of situation?
Hey now, man.
Bud Dwyer?
Don't shoot yourself in the head. Like, I feel like this was never a plan, but...
Oh,
they get him before he shoots himself? Did he shoot himself in the chest?
He got shot from the back.
No, he shot himself in the heart?
I'll never find out.
Because then we get this really long and confusing closing shot of the lady trapped in the column of the new casino.
With the ring, yeah.
Like, the casino gets built anyway. Cage honored as a cop. Look at that. Yes!
That's super cool.
He looks great. Looks so happy. Hey.
Cage fishing.
Oh, wait, but then he gets reporters at his door or something. He becomes disgraced.
God, I wish I was that kid.
Oh, man.
Because that kid's probably about 11. Like, I was 11.
Look, remember, because I was like, it's not a red sports car. No, you're right. Damn, if that was a red sports car, I still wouldn't have won, but... I think he drives the yellow one in The Rock, though. I'm Ricky!
Oh, Ricky.
You know me.
You're so fun, you blow my
mind. There's more beachfront area.
That's a quarterback.
Whoa,
right?
He almost nailed that cameraman.
He's flying. Like, that's...
That's real. Yeah, it's real cage drive. You really shouldn't drive that fast in that beach area like that. Like, those back roads are really just, like, 5 to 10 mile an hour cruising area. Oh, that's amazing. Look at him sneak away with a briefcase. That is... Oh, my God. And that's the last they ever saw.
And there's for sure the beach.
Nice. The boardwalk.
I can't believe there was no nudity in this movie. That, like, considering how sexualized the women were on purpose, like, as part of the conspiracy, the fact that there was no nudity was, like, surprising.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, just sort of surprising.
Oh, look, it looks like the missile. That's weird.
There he is again.
Ugly casino. Whoop.
Oh.
And for some reason, these two end up together. And it's, like, a while later.
Because the building's built, right?
Yeah. So you got some new glasses.
That's how we know it's been time. She got new glasses.
I mean, her hair hasn't grown at all, so it couldn't have been that long.
Or she cut it.
True, I forget haircuts are possible in this universe.
I always forget that haircuts are things.
Well, in movies, like, it never... Because you never really... You don't see that many... Coming to America comes to mind. Shout out Foodie Films. McDowell's. You know... where you actually get... I mean, Barbershop, the movies and stuff, but I haven't seen those movies. But, like, you know, you never really... There aren't too many movies where people cut each other's hair. You know what there is, though? Have you seen Boys in the Hood?
No.
In the beginning of that, Lawrence Fishburne cuts Cuba Gooding Jr.'s hair in the kitchen. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's something you don't see a lot in, like, movies. Now, I think it was to sort of illustrate how poor they were and, like, that's just a way that they, you know, economized... They're living and stuff, but, you know.
Is there... So, in Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans...
Yes.
That scene that Lindsay Gibb loves, where Cage emerges from behind the door...
Yes.
Isn't the old...
When he's shaving
isn't the woman giving the old woman... Giving the old woman the haircut, though? Like, isn't that happening when he's shaving?
Oh,
that
would be great if it is.
I think she's giving the old woman the haircut.
Worth rewatching for. I mean, among many other reasons. But that is a great moment, yeah, where he's got the electric razor. She's talking about the pirates, remember? The pirate talk? And then I was like, man, I really want to see Cage as a pirate.
Is this the inception of that? Is this the genesis of that?
No, it might be around this time.
Oh, we're already, if you'll notice, getting the slow push into the column. Because we're like, why is this camera so weird? Because they're about to leave.
It's just such a flat two-shot. And you're like, come on, De Palma, you're better than this. And then you're like, uh-oh, it's creeping in.
And then it gets there, and you're like... Are you better than this?
I know one thing, Joey. We're never going to be better than this.
Oh, So did you see the thing I put on Twitter last night? Rachel.
Yeah, what was that about? The shortcut thing?
Yeah, so Rachel, Joe's wife, Joe 2's wife.
Rachel Tuesday?
They listened to our Fast and Furious number 4 episode with Liam and Ellie of Nerd on Nerd, and she took the quiz and she got Brian, okay. Which is funny because Joe is Mia, so that's weird and perfect. And, of course, at the end, like, I don't know if you heard, but, like, we found out recently that at the end of every one of the Which Character Are You, they all end in And You Drive Like the Wind Blows. And so okay. It was this really funny thing. So, like, when Joe sent me the screenshot of what she got, I was like, oh, of course she drives like the wind blows. And he, like, lost his mind because he didn't realize that or whatever. And then Rachel texts me and Joe and says, should I change my bio to I Drive Like the Wind Blows? And we were like, yes. So I was like, but wait. She's got the best. I don't know if you've seen her Twitter bio, but her Twitter bio is perfect. It's, does this girl look like she eats sushi in the valley? And so I was like, but you got the wave, and then it auto-corrected, and I forgot that I had the auto-correct on my phone, and that's why I tweeted, because it's just like the screenshot. Like, if you just type wave,
that's
just
funny.
Replaces it with an all capital letters. Are we ever going to be better than this?
Here you go, De Palma. See, that went by pretty quick. That was pretty good.
I mean, we were propelled by the power of the Beasties.
True. Unfortunately, we have to watch these credits. Like, that's the problem. We can't fast forward through these credits.
At least there's a song. So did you notice, I don't think I mentioned this last night when we were doing Look Who's Talking, but we were talking so much about how Amy Heckerling has these great soundtracks and these great songs. And in the credits, I don't remember what the song is, but there's like a cool song in the credits, and the song stops.
Oh yeah, and there's like silent for 2 minutes. Yeah, I meant to mention that too.
I was like, what?
Because like my whole now watching like credits thing, I was like, that is strange. Couldn't have snuck like a little bit of like the score in there, just like the like Mikey walking around the lobby, do 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 boop
boop boop boop. Or even like Bruce Willis. I mean, I guess it was after Ferris Bueller. Be like, hey, why are you still here? Like, I'm a baby.
That would have been funny.
Like, just like literally,
the
like,
baby
it's so
came
jarring
back.
Jarring how silent it is.
Yeah, it's like we literally like have too much credit for this song, and we don't have another song to play. So we're just gonna sit here for a minute in silence and read these credits. This is so lame. Like, it's so dragged out, and he could have lost this too, because you could just fade to black and have your credits scrolling. This doesn't add anything except for more questions.
Well, I think, there's that. That's for sure true. But I think if his idea is to be like, let's have this like cool twist of an ending, right? Like, you could do this, and then people are just seeing this like, oh, I might as well leave the theater. But then people who like stay to the end be like, wait, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean?
So it's like his post-credit scene bullshit version.
But it's almost more of a fake-up because like it just feels like his B-roll, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but like if you see, like at the time, if you saw this happening in theaters, you would not get it. I feel like most people would sit and be like, what is happening here? Movies usually stop and fade to black and the credits just start rolling, like something's going on here.
This also reminds me in a weird way of the finale of Lost, where they end the episode, they go to commercials and they come back for the credits, and it's just the wreckage of the plane on the beach.
Yeah,
and
that was
like,
depressing.
Wait, were they dead the entire time? And they're like, oh no,
more
that was our mistake, it was
fire.
Just like extra footage that we had. It's like, well,
dudes.
Think about what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. What is even more awkward was that, I don't know if you watched, like, I could only take like a minute or two, but after they went to like Jimmy Kimmel Live or something, and they had like the cast on, and everyone had just finished watching it in the audience together, and, like, everybody was like crying,
yeah.
or almost about to cry, or just finished crying, and Jimmy Kimmel was like, alright, like, we're gonna talk about Lost, and they brought everyone out, and everyone was just like super sad and depressed about it, and like, Matthew Fox was just like, yeah, man, like, damn, like, it's over, damn. And I was like, I'm not watching this.
You know what I just bought today, speaking of Matthew Fox, on 4K, because it was $11, which it's going to ship in, like, a month to 3 months, is Jack Reacher.
Oh, boy. I forgot. He's,
He's the bad guy. He's, like, all, like, real skinny and vain,
yeah.
And vascular in that. Here we go. Mike, we're getting real close.
Oh, boy.
Hand. What's the hand covering?
And wouldn't he feel something?
Oh, 100%.
Maybe he's the guy who...
God, that's such a weird shot. That's such a weird shot.
It's not even over yet. Unbelievable. He's like, guy, move your hand already, man. De Palma's just going, and now. It makes it seem like the dude stuck a Jolly Rancher onto the pillar before he left.
It's almost like a David Blaine like magic. Like let me rub the six of clubs, and like the six disappears. It's like a reverse. Like let me just rub this, and oh, there's a diamond in my hand now. A ruby ring. All right, come back next time. We will have, you know, Mike and I are going to go get lunch behind the scenes. We're going to figure out what the next movie is going to be. We don't know yet, but it'll be something family-oriented, but not Family Man, because we're going to do that in December. So see you
thanks
soon.
Thanks for listening.
CageClub.me, mailbag@CageClub.me. Bye.